Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to St. James for this service of Holman Evening Prayer. This is a beautiful time of prayer and contemplation and reflection. With that, I invite you into this holy space and into this holy time.
Thank you. May our prayers come before you, O God, as incense. And may your presence surround and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
Amen.
Our reading this evening is from the book of Proverbs, the call of wisdom. Wisdom cries out in the street. In the square, she raises her voice. At the busiest corner, she cries out. At the entrance of the city gates, she speaks. Oh, how long, O simple ones, will you love being simple? How long will scoffers delight in their scoffing and fools hate knowledge? Give heed to my reproof. I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make my words known to you because I have called and you have refused. Have stretched out my hand and no one heeded because you have ignored all my counsel and would have none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when panic strikes you. When panic strikes you like a storm and your calamity comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me diligently, but will not find me, because they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. Would have none of my counsel and despised my reproof. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their way and be sated with their own devices. For waywardness kills the simple, and the complacency of fools destroys them. But those who listen to me will be secure and will live at ease without dread of disaster. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. O Christ, be in thy speaking, and every word a blessing, pure and not deceiving. Grace to all who hear. Amen. Good afternoon. It's a pleasure to be here. For those who don't know me, my name is Katie Nightingale. I've been affiliated with this church for many years. Thank you, Michael, for allowing me to speak. It's a great pleasure. I work at City Plaza. Not only do I work there, but I'm also responsible for ensuring the entire building is clean. Some of you here may know it by its former name, Galleria Mall. Do you know it? It's a giant place spanning two city blocks. Originally built in 1960, it was a downtown anchor for many years, originally known as Wellington Square Mall. It was bounded by Wellington, King, Clarence, and York Street, with Eaton at one end and Woolworths at the other. By the late 1980s, it had been renamed as Galleria Mall and doubled in size. By the 2000s, it was named City Plaza and is now 600,000 square feet. Regardless of the building's name, history, or size, many of you here may have heard of it, may have some affiliation with it, may have some memory attached to it. You may associate it with the Central Library. You may have a childhood memory of it, or perhaps you think of it as yet another very large, empty building, downtown London, that houses London's unhoused and other disenfranchised people. But what if I told you that City Plaza could also be the gates to the city that we just heard about in today's reading? Let's listen to that part again. Out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. On top of the wall, she cries out. At the city gate, she makes her speech. Now, some of you might be thinking, Katie, why on earth are you comparing City Plaza to the place where wisdom would cry out? City Plaza, along with many other areas of downtown London, is dead. Full of unhoused, disenfranchised people, this can't possibly be the gate. Surely, the city gate must be Masonville, White Oaks, anywhere else but downtown. So let me put it like this. It's a hot summer's day, downtown London. You're on your break, and you just want to enjoy a peaceful moment before returning to your chaotic day. And there it is, that shouting. We've all probably heard it if you've been downtown, haven't you? Someone standing in the middle of the street. Someone standing on a corner, in the middle of a parking lot, in a public place, saying things that we all think should be kept silent and to ourselves. It's uncomfortable to hear, and we don't know what to do with it when we see it, or when we hear it, or when we walk by it. When we see the signs people holding up, asking for money, asking for work, saying they have no place to live, when they come to you and say, spare some change? I hear these cries loudly, and I hear these cries daily. And the chaos. The trains rolling by, because yes, it's downtown London, so let's add some trains. The buses, the cars, the constant construction, so much construction. The unhoused, the disenfranchised, those trying to get to work on time in the big office buildings and not get too close to those yelling on the corners asking for money, lest they walk into the office smelling of them. With all of this chaos raging around us in the city streets, I can't help but think about wisdom in this passage. How often have we been in awkward situations where we just want to get a breath of fresh air and suddenly find ourselves face to face with someone screaming at us, asking for money, or slumped over on the sidewalk? When it's hot outside and all we want is uninterrupted peace. We are accosted on all sides with noise and chaos and everything but what we want and everything that we think we need in those moments. Please tell me I am not alone. Who has thought, is it just too much to ask to come outside today and not be yelled at? Not hear the noise of the construction, not hear sirens, trains, buses, and just all of this noise. Just maybe once a nice, cool, gentle breeze, is it really too much to ask? But instead, we're accosted by all of this noise. Like the woman known as Wisdom at the city gates, she's back and forth, back and forth. It's exhausting to hear it all the time. And it often makes me wonder, do I turn around and go back inside to the cool and safe retreat of my office where I don't have to face the uncomfortable realities around me? Or do I continue and perhaps listen? Do I stop and see if these words of those around me have any further meaning? Do I sit in this uncomfortable space and, dare I say it, listen? Because you heard it in our scripture reading, wisdom cries out to us, yells at us from the most unexpected places. It's not always here in our comfortable places that we'll hear the voice of wisdom. More often, it cries out to us from beyond these walls and through the voices of so many others that we encounter in our daily lives. Not just the ones on the street corners, but also our family, our friends, our coworkers, and yes, even the person who serves us our beloved Tim Hortons coffee can be the bearers of wisdom. We are called to listen to wisdom because she is pouring out all of her thoughts and making all of her words known in this place. Wisdom is all around us, calling and demanding to be heard. So rather than crossing the street to avoid the people we don't want to be seen with, touched by, looked at, or interacted with, why don't we stay on the same side and listen? In the case of downtown London, the voice of wisdom has come to me in the form of an older gentleman who, without fail, greets me in the food court on my way to work every morning. I don't know his story, I don't know his name, but I do know that he offers me a smile and hello every day. And that small act is wisdom. It may not be the woman standing in the street screaming, but it doesn't mean that it's not wisdom working through this man who chooses to greet me and countless others every day. Wisdom is the voice of others around us all the time. As you leave this place today, think about wisdom and where you have encountered it. And dare I say, how you might be able to be wisdom and peace to a world that so desperately needs it. A smile and hello can go a long way and can be just the wisdom we need. Because wisdom is approachable, even if it may be uncomfortable. Wisdom cares about chronic illness, coping with it, and being with others through it. Wisdom is about everyday life. It is about how to keep going. Wisdom is about the obvious and the immediate relevant concerns of everyday people. Wisdom focuses on human relationships, on getting along with other people, just as much on getting it right with God. Wisdom is a treasure. It cannot be stolen by thieves, eaten by moths, or eroded by time. And when we hear wisdom calling to us on the street, and when we're able to see it and hear it in all of those around us, the destitute, the afflicted, and mistreated, when we're able to see that they are the same children of God that you and I are, we become not only wisdom, but we will find ourselves loving like God, listening like God, and even laughing like God in the complicated and ordinary places of life. Wisdom always speaks to us. We only need the patience to hear her and the strength to respond. Amen.
Rejoice, O highly favored, for the You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God, the Messiah. And Mary said, I am the servant of my God, I live to do your will.
merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.